another session, another episode, another segment of First Fruits. The King's representative. The obedience of nations belongs to him. Genesis 49 and 10. Jesus is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-wise, unshaken by the turmoils in this nation and in the nations, looking for those who will boldly live in partnership with him, unafraid to stand in their identity, to be pure, to be confident, to burn. He is with us. And we do, and everywhere we go, represents our King. It is time for us to join him in unrelentless faith, to pray for the nations, to cry out for mercy, for those in need, for those that are hungry, for those that are homeless, for those who are lost, for those who are motherless or fatherless, for those who don't know. To know his justice will have its way. It's vital we stand in holiness. Crucial that we become the people of faith, of action, of love, and of compassion, of caring. He's called us to be. There's a shaking in heaven that's awakening the earth. Be part of it. A call to remember that our merciful King has called us to rule and to reign with him. It's time to take a stand, to know what we believe so we can burn with the power that sets souls ablaze. It's time. It's time to remember that nations belong to him. Let's love them one person at a time. Represent the King. The King's representative, you are. And our prayer, Father, I want to carry your spirit with honor, to part with what's culturally acceptable and burn with what's eternally true, to love others fiercely and see souls set free. I want to live unafraid. I want to live unafraid to stand and fight. I want to be your partner, your bride, set apart, your set apart one. The King's representative.